Shalom, everybody! In this week's Parsha, Avram traveled a lot with his nephew Lot. However, the Torah says that Lot's shepherds and Avram's shepherds got into a fight. Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, Vayehi Riv, Bein Roei Miknei Avram, Uvein Roei Miknei Lot, Vehaknani Vaprizi Az Yoshev Ba'aret. There was a fight, a quarrel, between the shepherds of Avram's flocks and the shepherds of Lot's flocks, and the Knanim and the Prizim were living in the land then. And then the next pasuk, Avram says, "Vayomer Avram Elot, Al na sihi miriva beini uveinecha uvein roai uvein roecha ki anashim achim anachnu." Avram said to Lot, "There shouldn't be a fight between me and you and between our shepherds. We're brothers." And the Alshich, Rav Moshe Alshich, who died in 1593, asks a number of questions on these psukim. First of all, for example, when the Torah tells us, V'aknani v'aprizi az yoshev ba'aretz, why is that important? Why do I care who's living there at the time? And not only that, why does the Torah say, V'aknani v'aprizi az yoshev ba'aretz? The Torah should have said, V'aknani v'aprizi az yoshvim ba'aretz. They were sitting there. Yoshev is singular. Yoshvim are plural. We're talking about two nations, two peoples, the Knani and the Prizim. And not only that, the Alshich continues and says, in Pasuk Zayin, the Torah says, Vayihi Riv, Bein Roei Miknei Avram, etc. There was a Riv. However, when Avram speaks, he says, Al Nasihi Meriva. What's the difference between a Riv and a Meriva? And lastly, when Avram speaks to Lot, why does he say, Ki Anashim Achim Anachnu? Why not just say, Ki Achim Anachnu? What does it mean, Anashim Achim Anachnu? The Alshich asks all these questions, and in an answer to these questions, he says that all of these psukim give us one fundamental lesson in Achdus. Avram looked at the Knanim and the Prizim who lived in the area, two different nations, two different peoples, and they were living amongst each other. V'aknani v'aprizi az yoshev ba'aretz. Singular. They were two different nations, and yet they lived in peace and harmony. It's yoshev ba'aretz. It wasn't yoshvim ba'aretz. They lived in achdus, as one. Yoshev, in the singular, not yoshvim. And that was Avram's message to Lot. If they can live together in peace, and they're two nations, surely we can live together in peace. We're not just brothers. We're not just ki achim anachnu, but we are people. Ki anashim achim anachnu. We're humans who are brothers. We certainly should be able to get along. Okay, and what about in Pasuk Zayin? Why does the Torah say, Vayihi Riv, Bein Roei Miknei Avram? But when Avram speaks, he says, Al Nasihi Meriva, says the Alshich, very often people have disagreements. That's fine. We don't all have to agree about everything all the time. That's a Riv, a disagreement. No problem, Vayihi Riv. Bein Roei Miknei Avram uvein Roei Miknei Lot. There's nothing wrong in and of itself to have a disagreement. Two people who get along, two people who live together, two people who are married even, can have a Riv. They can have a disagreement. However, as the Alshich says, and as we all know, sometimes a disagreement can get out of control, and it can, God forbid, turn into a real fight, an unhealthy dispute. And that is what a Meriva is. So the Torah tells us there was a Riv. There was a disagreement, even a healthy disagreement, between the shepherds. That's fine. But Avram says, wait a minute. Let's be careful. Let's talk about this and make sure that our Riv not get out of hand and become a Meriva. Al Nasihi Meriva Beini Uveinecha. It's okay to have a Riv, but let's not turn the Riv, a healthy disagreement, into a Meriva, into, God forbid, an unhealthy dispute. They can have a disagreement, but Al Nasihi Meriva Beini Uveinecha. Let's make sure that brothers like us don't let it get out of hand. It's a lesson that Avram taught Lot, and it's a lesson that Avram taught all of us. When people are living together, there can be a Riv. But look around you. If other people can get along, we certainly can get along. Let's focus on the things that bond us together, that link us together. Yes, we can have a Riv once in a while. The Knani and the Prizi for sure have a Riv once in a while, but they were Yoshev Ba'aretz. They were sitting together, living together in unity. We certainly can do that also. It's a message, again, from Avram to Lot, but it's also a message to you and to me. Have an amazing day, everyone.